as a child, as a teenager, and I'm still here, man, and, you know, making positive music for people. So it can't be done.
What you just said is awesome, man. Not only is he the singer, he's
book
an author,
writer, yes,
which
yes.
means he's intelligent.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, you can tell from his conversation, and that's what we got to have to influence and stimulate our young people, man. You know, like that young cat you said just came in who's an entrepreneur.
Right.
It's just showing, K-John, you can't be, well, you don't want to tell your age, but you're a young brother. And it's just good to have these kind of role models out there to show our people, hey, man, you could do whatever you want to. You put your mind to it. Look where K-John came from, and he's had a number one hit, and he's about to put out a book, and he's going strong. You know what I mean?
Right. Wow.
Yeah, it can be done, and you know, you guys know we're not that far from each other. How Detroit is taking a hit, man, politically to everything else, man. It's a state takeover right now. So,
that's right. It is.
It's rough, man. It, even on the music scene, you know, I'm trying to be a pioneer for it because if you think about it, that rich tradition, R&B tradition of the Motown days. But if you think of the last 10 years. I'm excited and proud to be included with some of the artists, like, you know, Doyle. If you go back.
Your signal breaking up, K-John.
Like 30 and 40. I'm breaking up?
Yeah, the last 30 seconds.
I'm sorry. No, I was saying, I'm just recalling myself, and I think about success. And I can't find too many. You know, I think about Doyle, I think about Chemistry. And, you know, fortunately, you know, I can be mentioning that, but, you know, Detroit, we should have 40 different artists, like in the back in the days of Motown.
That's right.
Way more artists, like back in the days, man. We had a whole slew of artists out here, and I'm a pioneer for that, you know. So, you know, hopefully, just like we have to go through a renaissance politically, I think we have to also do that entertainment-wise. And, you know, I'm going to start voicing my opinion, man, because it wasn't easy for me. So if it wasn't easy for me, what do you think is going to happen to the next generation?
There you go. He's a trailblazer, John.
It's deep.
He's a trailblazer, man.
We might just have him come back and speak.
You come back and speak, man, because what I'm hearing from you, and I interview a lot of artists, and a lot of them, you got to get that socially side out of them. You came with it. You know what I mean?
You mentioned the
EFM, which we all know is a takeover. And unfortunately, one of the brothers that's part of the takeover is from Muskegon. He's Roy Roberts.
Yes.
Roy Roberts is.
Man, I don't know, man. Y'all sure I need to be coming?
No, we good. We good.
And Roy has a very good story behind him. People don't know Roy's story.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm not political, bro. I'm really kind of not political. That's just too much for me. But no, go ahead, brother.
Here's a good story. He's from Muskegon, so I understand what you're talking about on the EFM thing. We have an EFM here,
right?
So,
right. I was about to tell you, John. You coming? Detroit is number one. Muskegon's number two.
Yeah, we riding your coattail, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fortunately, you ain't got to drive through the cities that John is using his limousine service, and you can see the other side. But what the other thing we have in common?
What I think we need to do, and I'm going to get with K-John, is when you release your book, man, because you like he said, you're a strong brother. We loving every minute of it. You release that book, we're going to get you back here, man, and do some kind of book signing or something, and try to help you pump that book up.
That'd be awesome, man. Looking forward to it.
Before we go, I got an aspiring artist in the studio. He's part of our mentorship program, Imar Entertainment. His name is Miraculous. Miraculous has just turned 18. Get ready to graduate.
Miraculous or Miraculous?
Miraculous.
Miraculous, yeah, MC.
Like Miracle, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, man, that's wonderful, man.
What kind of advice can you give Miraculous?
I'm going to tell you a quick story right quick, Miraculous, and this is in the book. This is in my book. A lot of people, and it also has some questions, but a lot of people think that when I came out with my song, On the Ocean, that it just happened overnight. Actually, I wrote the song in 2003.
Mm.
Then I released the song in 2006 independently and again in 2007. Pushed it for 3 years, then it got picked up, you know, with Steve Harvey and everybody got behind it. Then I got picked up. But the thing is, I wrote My Ship Is Finally Come in 2003.
Right.
So did that happen in 2003 or did it happen in 2009 when it became number one? You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to put it out there and believe that it can happen. And you just have to work hard, man, and man, definitely make sure your talent and the skill, your skill level is just as good as what you hear on the radio.
Right.
You don't have to emulate them, but make sure that the quality is just as good. And then don't leave it up for the masses to say to put you in the game. You just got to grind, man. Once you feel like it is, and it is just as good as, you know, I say, you know, in the hip hop, if it's a hip hop artist like Jay-Z, if it's as good as his, if it's R&B, as good as R. Kelly, then you keep pushing that craft, and but you may have to do it. You may have to do it. And that's the thing. You know, I did it. I started my independent level. I could have got a deal, but I didn't. So I just kept doing it myself, starting my company. But the key here is to never give up. But if you do good deeds along the way, like don't if you got responsibilities, don't forsake your family's responsibility.
Wow.
Follow your dreams, but don't forsake your responsibilities. And things will happen for you because I think it was a blessing for me to even get in that position because of how I lived my life. Not just because I was talented, man, but it was a blessing.
Wow.
Just a few things, man, to go along with your career there.
Wow. And I got to applaud.
Man, you got to applaud her.
Thanks.
Wow. Wow, Muskegon, you out there, 722-833. This guy, I know you got to go on stage in a second, yeah. Man. Very impressive, K-John.
Man, I got to say, one of the most impressive artists that I've been in an interview with.
Wow. Well, I'm blown away, man. I need to call Annette Morris down there and talk to him. They need to get you to hosting TV or something, man. You inspire.
K-John, when the book drop, baby, I'll be the first one to buy it.
No, I appreciate it, man.
And I'm right after him.
Oh, right after me.
I appreciate you guys, and I'll get out of here and do my thing, and I'm going to bring this energy with me, and we're gonna do it up, man. I'm going to see you.
All right, take care, K-John. God bless, brother. Thank you, man.
All right. Miraculous. I'll see you, man. Peace.
All right. Wow.
Was that heavy?
That was heavy.
My man was PA. I didn't know he was going to come like that. You know what I mean? And I out of all interviews I've ever been involved with,
right.
That brother's deep.
That's deep.
That's deep.
Very inspiring.
And
you know?
I mean, he came and most guys just say, well, whatever you do, you just got to stick in there and stay in there. My man dropped a message that even I felt. You know what I mean? That story he told, and then to wrap it up with that conclusion he gave, Miraculous. Man, that brother, I didn't know he was that tough.
Wow. Going to the phone line. Carly, live on the beat. How you doing there? Hello? I guess I lost him. Let's give away a pair of tickets.
Got to after that.
Seventh caller.
Got to.
722-8338. You're going to see K-John tomorrow. Wow. That was huge, John.
Major. I'm so glad we got him on the air. You know, we were real close to not getting him.
Right.
And now we're looking at each other going, man.
Wow. Be right back. Seven caller, call in and get them tickets. Be right back.
I just want it so bad. You know? And it just seems so real. It's right there. Just want to reach out and touch it. For when all disappears. Sometimes. Everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels like my ship has gone and sailed away. But I gotta be strong. Gotta hold on. And right where the sky ends, it's out there on the ocean. Know my ship is coming in, so don't leave me hanging. I've been waiting too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. I will travel to the seven seas. I will go wherever the wind blows me.
I'll do anything
to find my destiny. It's like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down.